Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Today in Bajan History, 1st August 1838, First Emancipation Day. On this day, 1st August 1838, thousands of formerly enslaved laborers in Barbados, both female and male, known then as apprentices, greeted the dawn as freed women and freed men. 1st August 1838 was the very first Emancipation Day throughout the British West Indies. However, having experienced the threat of opposition and our uprising from hundreds of apprentices in St. Philip some 4 days earlier, on 27th July, historian Claude Levy notes that for Barbados, as the final hours of apprenticeship approached, the legislature nervously agreed to observe 1st August as a day of thanksgiving and prayer. Further, in a last attempt to avert disorder, Governor MacGregor authorized the parish church rectors to act as auxiliary justices with the power to use the police wherever needed. Hence, all authorities, including the clergy in Barbados, were placed on high alert on this first Emancipation Day, as there was great uncertainty as to what would occur and whether the formerly enslaved would react with violence. Levy calls these frenzied feelings in Barbados, which arose among the planters from the memories of the Easter Uprising of 1816, now called the Buster Slave Revolt. Consequently, it is of great significance that Governor MacGregor opted for a show of force on this first Emancipation Day. The governor paraded through Bridgetown with his troops and paraded into the cathedral at Bridgetown, Levy remarks, in full military regalia and accompanied by the commanding general and numerous uniformed aides, the governor paraded into the cathedral at Bridgetown to hear an appropriate sermon by the bishop. Levy also notes that hundreds of blacks listened in awed reverence. A similar spectacle took place on a smaller scale in the rural parishes, where the laborers filled to capacity the churches and chapels. Levy finally describes these events as a tranquil beginning of freedom. The Barbadian newspaper quoted a local inspector of police who commented on the peace, good order and decorum, a fact that would scarcely be credited by persons not witness to the same. And the Barbados Globe would years later comment, an unprecedented experiment was to be made, and it is no wonder that men's hearts were filled with anxiety. But the morning of freedom dawned, and the days and months passed away. The greatest change that could ever occur in the history of a people had occurred. Therefore, on this day, 1st August 1838, this first Emancipation Day, many laborers attended church services and afterwards celebrated with masquerade, drumming, food, drink, and much rejoicing.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavill Campus.